content of this program is for people who are blind and print impaired. Hi, this is Ricky Gibbs for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Restaurant Reviews. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the News and Observer, NC Triangle Dining, a restaurant food and drink blog in Raleigh, Durham, Cary, and Chapel Hill, and the Triangle Food Blog, a hobby blog that helps locals keep up with the latest Triangle restaurant news. First up, from the News and Observer, this NC bar's colossal Bloody Mary blurs the line between cocktail and seafood tower. This was published May 9th and written by Drew Jackson. The Blind Pelican is located at 120 Bass Lake Road in Holly Springs. Their phone number is 984-225-2471. An important thing to know about the Zeus, the colossal Bloody Mary from the Blind Pelican in Holly Springs, is that the grilled cheese is there for a reason. We grill the steak rare or medium rare, so it's going to be dripping juices, Blind Pelican bar manager Joshua Self said. If we put a grilled cheese on the Bloody Mary, it sops up the juices instead of them dripping into the drink. Also, steak marinated grilled cheese doesn't sound bad at all. There's Gilding the Lily and there's Pimping the Bloody Mary. The Blind Pelican may specialize in both. Yes, steak and a triangle cut grilled cheese are just two of the components of the Bloody Marys at the Blind Pelican. You'll also find king crab legs reaching to the sky, fat lobster tails, and other more subdued toppings like shrimp and bacon and olives. Self launched the Blind Pelican's Bloody Mary program 2 years ago, he said. It was quaint at first with large stalks of celery and jalapeno peppers and cucumber. Over the top substance and show. If it looks amazing, people will take a picture, Self said. We went over the top with veggies. It was almost a salad on a drink. Self insists the bar's bloodies are as much substance as they are show. Usually a big Bloody Mary means the Bloody Mary is trash, Self said. We put time and love into our mix. The Blind Pelican mix is made with 14 different ingredients, Self said, with a bit of heat from hot sauce and some bitter pucker from pickle juice. Most are made with a sriracha vodka for a little extra kick. We wondered, what if we added a lobster tail to this, Self said. Andrew Stafford, the owner, said that the price point was going to end up being a $40 Bloody Mary. Diners ordered them anyway, Self said, with the bar selling more than 100 the first weekend they were offered. It was kind of this monstrosity of art, Self said, of the lobster tail Bloody Mary. We named it the Lobstrosity. Posts on the Blind Pelican's Facebook page routinely get hundreds of shares on the social media platform, often of towering Bloody Marys studded with crab legs or skewers of scallops. A post in April reached new heights, shared more than 24,000 times and reaching more than 6 million accounts. The community took it as a challenge to come up with the most extreme Bloody Mary, Self said. It started going up from the Lobstrosity and adding crab legs, and it all blew up from there. Now, the Blind Pelican's Bloody Mary menu reads more like a seafood tower, going even higher in components and crustaceans. A $280 martini. Starting at $80, the Kraken includes shrimp, bacon, a grilled cheese sandwich, and a pound of crab legs. The Medusa adds a grilled filet mignon, and Zeus, presumably the god of brunch, adds a platter of freshly shucked oysters surrounding the Bloody Mary. The Zeus is more than $100 and depends on the price of oysters, but Self said diners have built bigger and bolder Bloody Marys than what the bar has on its menu. So far, the record is $280 for a single Bloody Mary, Self said, with the drink topped with an excessive amount of steak, ahi tuna, oysters, crab, and lobster. The bar recently launched a four-person Bloody Mary pitcher that starts at $180, Self said, which he expects will eventually break the record as it gets tricked out. My personal goal? I want to put North Carolina on the map, Self said. Every state has their thing. When people think of Bloody Marys, I want them to think of us. The Blind Pelican is located at 120 Bass Lake Road in Holly Springs, and their phone number is 984-225-2471. Continuing on with the News and Observer, Burger lovers, rejoice. Shake Shack is expanding to a major Raleigh shopping district. This was published May 5th and written by Drew Jackson. One of the world's most popular burger brands is expanding in the Triangle. Next year, Shake Shack will move into Raleigh for the first time, opening a new location in the city's Village District, a company spokesperson confirmed in an email. The new restaurant will open at 2010 Clark Avenue in Raleigh, building a 3,678-square-foot kitchen and dining room with a 600-square-foot patio. Shake Shack expects to open in Raleigh in 2023. The Triangle's first Shake Shack opened in Cary's Waverly Place in 2019, debuting with lines stretching around the building. The next local Shake Shack opened as a concession counter at PNC Arena last December in the early part of the Carolina Hurricanes 2021-2022 season. A second traditional location is currently in the works in Chapel Hill's Eastgate Crossing Shopping Center, opening in the former Zoe's Kitchen space at 1800 East Franklin Street near Trader Joe's. The burger brand launched as a kiosk in New York City's Madison Square Park and has grown into a worldwide champion of classic American burgers. Owned by restaurateur Danny Meyer, Shake Shack specializes in thin, griddled patties served on squishy potato buns alongside crispy, crinkle-cut fries and custard milkshakes. The Raleigh location will be Shake Shack's 9th in North Carolina, combining the Triangle with the brand's larger Charlotte presence with 5 locations. Also from the News and Observer, the South's most beloved mayonnaise is launching its first ghost kitchen in Raleigh. This was published May 3rd and written by Drew Jackson. If mayonnaise is a mother sauce, then Duke's Mayo is a queen. The signature mayo of the South is feeling saucy, so Duke's is jumping on the ghost kitchen trend and bringing a new virtual restaurant to Raleigh. Starting Tuesday, May 10th, Duke's Sauce Shack will launch as a new chicken tender ghost kitchen. This is the first restaurant for any kind of Duke's. With Duke's as the star of the show, it's more of a sauce pop-up with tendies on the side. The Sauce Shack will also serve chicken sandwiches and fries. 14 different sauces. There will be 14 different sauces, including habanero garlic mayo, blue cheese, buffalo, honey mustard, bacon tomato mayo, ranch, and just plain old mayo. When someone hears Duke's, they automatically assume you're talking about mayonnaise, but we're so much more than that, said Duke's chef Mark Kratz in a release. We've slowly been expanding and perfecting our portfolio, and we couldn't be more excited for Duke's Sauce Shack to give Raleigh a taste. The Duke's Sauce Shack will go live on May 10th with ordering through food delivery apps DoorDash and Uber Eats. The Ghost Kitchen plans to operate through July with 4 locations around Raleigh. An official delivery radius hasn't been released yet, but can be found at dukesmayo.com/pages/Duke's Sauce Shack once the restaurant is up and running. Although Duke's is in many kitchens across the country, it often plays a supporting role, said Duke's brand marketing manager of Mayohim, Rebecca Lupesco, in a release. Building on the new ghost kitchen trend allows us to directly connect with customers, spotlighting our products in bold, southern, and fun ways. Duke's is a southern icon with its famous mayonnaise in pantries and fridges across North Carolina. Now the brand is launching a ghost kitchen selling chicken tenders and sauces in Raleigh. Again, you can find more information at dukesmayo.com/pages/Duke's Sauce Shack, and at the time of recording, I could not find a phone number or physical address. And continuing with the News and Observer, they're good. They're really good. Our readers crowned the Triangle's top donut. This is published April 26th and written by Drew Jackson. Early Bird is located at 2816 Irwin Road, Suite 101 in Durham, and their phone number is 984-888-0417. One time, Sawadi Chia noticed a woman sobbing softly over an apple fritter. Before she left Chia's Durham donut shop, She told him it reminded her of her favorite fritter, one she ate growing up in upstate New York, a memory ensconced in a thin sheen of sweet glaze and punctuated with cinnamon. "It's touching," Chia said, "of those moments. That's the best part of the job. Food is a magical thing. It's special." In a runaway, voters have declared Chia's Early Bird Donuts the winner of the Triangle Donut Bracket, prevailing as the area's favorite donut shop. Early Bird collected 89% of the final vote to take the donut crown over runner-up Duck Donuts. Chia said he's grateful for the donut love and thousands of votes, but said the crown is a heavy thing to wear. Chia said he thinks that they're good. They're really good, but there are a lot of really good donuts out there. Early Donut Dreams. Early Bird opened in Durham in 2017 in the Irwin Terrace development near Duke Hospital and the school's West Campus. But Chia's donut dreams began a decade earlier. In 2007, he graduated from Boston's Northeastern University with a degree in graphic design. He found a world in the beginning stages of a recession and scarce on jobs. "I couldn't find anything for a year," Chia said. Then an uncle had moved from California to Little Rock to open a donut shop and gave me a call. He said, "Look, come down here. You can learn a new trade." I had nothing to lose. Growing up in the Northeast, Chia's childhood connection to donuts was Dunkin' Donuts, he said. Locations of the chain would sometimes pop up across the street from each other. "If you went over to someone's house, there was always a box of Dunkin's," Chia said, noting his favorite was the coconut yeast. That was just a New England thing. Chia's uncle had learned to make donuts in the California donut scene, which is 80% owned by Cambodian immigrants, he said. The origin of that legacy is traced to Ted Nguyen, a Cambodian refugee whose story is chronicled in the PBS documentary The Donut King. "It's a fascinating story," said Chia, whose family is Cambodian. "It's one that not a lot of people outside of California and Texas know about." We focus on the classics. After 3 months of working for his uncle, Chia opened his own shop, calling it Early Bird Donuts. Around 10 years ago, Chia sold the shop and moved to the Triangle, opening the new Early Bird in 2017. "The way I describe it, it's a California style," Chia said. "We focus on the classics. Everything is made fresh. I just make what I think tastes good to me." The classics include a plain glazed as light and crispy as anything else in the donut world. Really. The case includes a mix of cake and yeast donuts, including sour cream old fashioneds and blueberry, plus strawberry sprinkle, maple bacon, and filled ones with sweet lemon curd or Bavarian cream. "It's almost like a comfort food," Chia said. "It's a special treat. Almost everyone I know, they have a story that relates to donuts." Chia said for his wife, donuts are a reminder of getting a chocolate cake donut after dance class growing up. Through the doors of Early Bird, Chia sees a sweet side of a typical Durham day. Plastic surgeons stop in, construction workers, nurses from nearby Duke Hospital grabbing donuts after a 12-hour shift. On the weekends, it's young families, kids wearing baseball cleats after a t-ball game, Duke students cramming for an exam. "Everyone seems happy," Chia said. One of Early Bird's regulars is former Duke University men's basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski, Chia said, who would stop in on Sundays after church for glazed donuts and cinnamon rolls before the pandemic. "One time he was waiting in line and half the people didn't notice him," Chia said of the basketball legend. "Then a Duke student came in and took a look and freaked out." The early in Early Bird sometimes means Chia arrives at the donut shop at midnight to prepare for busy days. Even now, after a decade of making donuts, he's still negotiating the mix, he said, continuing to dial it closer to perfection. In the summer months, that means wrestling with a donut that rises too fast, tormented by Durham's humidity. "It's not quite an obsession," Chia said. "We're always tweaking the recipe, trying to find the perfect ratio." Chia said he built Early Bird to be the kind of place that makes regulars, where they learn names and orders, and the shop feels like something that's shared rather than owned. He can't say he's shocked to be named the area's favorite donut shop. "I'm happy that people took the time to vote for us, but I'm not surprised," Chia said. I'm 40 years old, but I remember a time when you went out to eat and the people who worked there would remember your name and your kids' names. I guess I try to instill those values. The runner-up, Duck Donuts. At the start of the Triangle Donut bracket, it seemed guaranteed that a famous North Carolina-based donut giant would end up in the final. That ended up happening, but it wasn't Krispy Kreme. Duck Donuts has grown from a quaint beachside destination on the Outer Banks to an international donut empire with more than 100 locations across North America. Brandon and Kelly Trimer own three Triangle Duck Donuts locations. Some people bring seashells back from the beach, but they brought a craving for donuts. "My husband and I started as fans," said Kelly Trimer. "We were just customers lining up at the beach with everyone else." Kelly Trimer has a background in nonprofits and Brandon works in healthcare. After a 2013 trip to the Outer Banks, Kelly said they noticed the franchise tab on the Duck Donuts website. They opened their first location the next year in Cary, with two more following. "It just screamed Cary for us," Kelly Trimer said. "What stuck out to us, looking back almost 10 years, is that it was customizable. The base is delicious, it's not a heavy cake donut, but you can do whatever you want with it." Duck Donuts is famous for making its donuts to order, starting with a freshly fried up base, then topped with icings and sprinkles and bacon bits and nuts. "We thought of donuts as a treat," Trimer said. "It's not an everyday thing, but something special, an affordable luxury to have with coffee." "There are two Triangle Duck Donuts locations on the way," Trimer said, "with the first likely to open next year." "There have been a lot of challenges in the last couple of years," Trimer said. "We're really flattered that the community still loves us." Early Bird Donuts is located at 2816 Irwin Road, suite number 101 in Durham, and their phone number is 984-888-0417. Next up, from NC Triangle Dining, V Pizza in Cary for wood oven-fired Neapolitan-style pizza. This was published April 27th by Ron Wynn. V Pizza is located at 1389 Kildare Farm Road in Cary, and their phone number is 919-650-1821. "As a self-confessed pizzaholic, I've been impressed with the North Carolina Triangle's pizza scene of late. 10-plus years ago, it was hard to find decent New York City pizza, but now we have a ton of choices and pizza types, including V Pizza out in Cary. A smaller chain based out of Jacksonville, Florida, V Pizza sits in the busy Kildare Shops Plaza near the Trader Joe's end of the space. This location has had some challenges over the years in terms of keeping a restaurant tenant, but it looks like V Pizza is here to stay after 2 years. Here's what to expect when you visit. Step into V Pizza and the first thing you'll probably pick up is at the end of your nose. The warm odors of baked bread and smoky wood aromas fill your nostrils as you walk through the space. Wood-planked floors, wood siding, and exposed beams overhead follow the olfactory theme in V Pizza's interior. It's a big dining room with booths and four tops next to the open kitchen. A large U-shaped bar to the side leads out to the lovely patio overlooking the busy plaza. I've never sat outside on V Pizza's patio, but it seems like a nice spot with big umbrellas and light strings overhead. But it's all about the food, am I right? As you can guess, V Pizza is pretty focused on its Italian-American menu. Neapolitan-style pies, wings, calzones, stromboli, salads, sandwiches, and soon to come, pastas. First up are V Pizza's wings, which has won awards down in Florida, and I'd have to agree that they are excellent wings. Plump and charred after a spin in the wood-fired ovens, the signature V Pizza wings, olive oil, lemon, rosemary, garlic, and pepper, have a hit of sweet and spicy along with being served up with some caramelized onions. Finger-licking good from my experience and some of the best in the area for sure. Over the course of several visits, I've had a chance to sample several pizzas that I would describe as Neapolitan style for sure. While V Pizza uses the typical quality ingredients required for a true Neapolitan, it spins off a bit with different cheeses, toppings, and sauces for variety. While the more traditional flavor options are quite good, I recommend their specialty white clam and garlic pizza, which is a nod to the classic Pepe's Pizza in New Haven, Connecticut. This pie is made of fresh baby clams on a white pizza base with garlic, oregano, parsley, and Romano cheese. It's a delicious slice and unusual to find in this area. V Pizza does an above-average crust, which is key to all of their pies. I'm looking forward to trying more off the V Pizza menu over time, but it will take some more visits. But based on what I've tried, I'm guessing there is more deliciousness to be found here. Service at V Pizza is pretty solid and efficient. It has a New York feel to things, so don't expect Southern hospitality, just good food. And that type of service fits perfectly in this Cary neighborhood. So a thumbs up to V Pizza. While it doesn't serve up a traditional Neapolitan pie, what comes out of its oven is quite good, along with those wonderful chicken wings. Don't sleep on this tasty pizza joint at Kildare Shops in Cary. V Pizza is located at 1389 Kildare Farm Road in Cary, and their phone number is 919-650-1821. Also from NC Triangle Dining, Sushi 9 Raleigh, all the Asian food options under one roof. This was published April 9th by Ron Nguyen. Sushi 9 is located at 3812 Western Boulevard in Raleigh. Their phone number is 919-615-3100. As a foodie on a budget, I definitely appreciate restaurants in all sorts of price ranges. From the high end to the low end, they can all bring something to the food scene in their own way. Take Sushi 9, for example. This large sushi restaurant off Western Boulevard is one that I've driven by many times. Admittedly, I'm usually leery about restaurants that are close to any college campuses. They're often pretty basic with their menus and ambience. But here's what to expect from Sushi 9. Solid sushi in basic environs at a good price. And there's a place in my heart for that type of restaurant, no matter the cuisine. If you're visiting Sushi 9, parking is behind the building off of Whitmore Drive. It's a big lot, which gives you a hint of what to expect inside. There's a small doorway at the back corner of Sushi 9, and in you go. Inside, you'll find a bar to your left, and then a large open dining room in front of you. There's the kitchen to the side, along with the sushi bar, and that's about it. The space feels pretty utilitarian and basic, for better or worse. Polished concrete floors, exposed metal beams overhead along with some foretops and metal chairs. Once you get settled in, it will take some time to review the expansive Sushi 9 menu. Like many other sushi restaurants in the area, Sushi 9 mixes up Japanese with Thai cuisine along with some hibachi, ramen, and Chinese dishes. It's a bit of a mismatch of everything Asian on the menu, probably to cater to the diverse North Carolina State student body. But the bulk of the menu is sushi and Thai, so let's focus there. Entrees are in the $12 to $20 range, with specialty sushi rolls from $12 to $18, and the rolls are BOGO to stretch your dollar. For my visits, I did sushi for one and Thai for the other to make sure I was able to try a bit of variety off their menu. Their pad Thai with chicken was a healthy portion of rice noodles and chicken topped with generous amounts of bean sprouts, scallions, and crushed peanuts. The flavor was good. I could taste the tamarind that's usually needed for the dish, but I do wish they had used a wider rice noodle. This dish came out lickety-split. The kitchen at Sushi 9 is pretty fast. For sushi, I prefer the specialty type rolls and went with the American Dream, tempura, soft shell crab, avocado, cucumber topped with kani, tempura flakes, eel sauce and wasabi cream, and firecracker, shrimp tempura, spicy scallop, jalapeno and avocado topped with spicy tuna, spicy mayo, tempura flakes, and masago. They are sizable rolls and nicely packed with a good amount of fish and rice. The firecracker had quite a bit of heat coming off it in the form of fresh jalapeno slices. Overall, I was pretty surprised at the quality of the rolls here, and with BOGO and prices at $14 to $18, you can do a good quality sushi lunch for $20 to $25 and a beverage. Sushi 9 was a pleasant surprise for me overall. It offers up good, if not great, sushi and Thai food at lower prices. Its convenient location off of Western Boulevard means it's also a great dinner option for me right before a show at PNC Arena. So rock on, Sushi 9. You're doing a lot of things right and dishing out excellent Pan-Asian eats for the NC State crowd and beyond. Sushi 9 is located at 3812 Western Boulevard in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-615-3100. And now for a few Friday fun food facts. This was published May 6th on the Triangle Food Blog. In Apex this week, Tap Station had a soft opening at 320 South Salem Street in the downtown district. Tap Station is a two-story family-friendly brewery and restaurant from the same folks that own Scratch Kitchen and Tap Room, the Mason Jar Tavern, and the Mason Jar Lager Company. The space offers ton of outdoor space, including a fire pit, playground, and a rooftop patio bar. The menu features many shareable appetizers plus creative and elevated burgers, hot dogs, beer brats, and chicken sandwiches. It also showcases fresh salads and handcrafted cocktails along with a curated whiskey menu and an extensive list of beers made on site. Also in Apex, there is signage on the old McDonald's at the corner of US 1 and Highway 55 that says the location will become The Grind, indicating they will offer coffee, shakes, breakfast, and lunch. We're not sure if it's affiliated with The Grind in Benson, so we'll have to keep an eye on it. In Holly Springs, Bep Vietnamese Kitchen has opened. They are a locally owned concept that will offer authentic Vietnamese street delights from iconic pho selections, a variety of snacks including crusty banh mi, and an enormous selection of boba tea. And over in Cary, Sugar Koi, a locally owned ice cream and espresso shop, is coming soon to 116 Kilmaine Drive, just a few doors down from Sushi Thai Cary. And we have run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Reviews. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Ricky Gibbs, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Restaurant Reviews is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.